This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Contreras, C-O-N-T-R-E-R-A-S, first name Blanca, B-L-A-N-C-A, the date of birth January 7, 1963, date of evaluation August 4, 2025, the chief complaint correction referring physician, Golden State Orthopedics and Spine, Dr. Alexander Bradley, the chief complaint, 62-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right knee surgery, the HPI. Again, comma, the patient is a 62-year-old female who reports that she was working her usual job, period. She was attempting to move, i.e. relocate, when her foot was trapped under a metal rod, period. She noted severe pain on the following day, period. Pain was associated with swelling involving the knee, period. She underwent a course of physical therapy, injections, but continued to have moderate pain, which she described as 8/10 subjectively. Pain is limited to the right knee, period. There is minimal improvement with rest, period. She had been evaluated by Dr. Bradley and was found to have diagnosis M17.11, period. She was then felt to require right total knee arthroplasty, period. The patient is seen preoperatively, period. She has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The past medical history includes hypertension, but untreated, past surgical history, cholecystectomy. The medications, ibuprofen, PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history. She denies alcohol, cigarettes, or drug use. Review of systems. Otherwise, unremarkable. Neurologic is significant for occasional dizziness, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 143/67, comma, pulse 81, comma, respiratory rate 16, comma, height 62 inches, comma, weight 148.6 pounds, period. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal exam, there is severe tenderness to palpation involving both medial and lateral joint lines, period. There is mild effusion present, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 78 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The MRI of the knee without contrast reveals small irregular posterior horn and body of the medial meniscus, period. Horizontal tear in the posterior horn with a mildly displaced meniscal fragment, free margin and undersurface ring tear in the body of the meniscus, which is extruded. There is moderate to severe medial tibiofemoral degenerative joint disease, period. There is moderate patellofemoral degenerative joint disease, period. There is small joint effusion, popliteal cyst with superior and medial plica, PLICA, period. There is discoid lateral meniscus without evidence of a discrete tear, period. The impression this 62-year-old female sustained a right knee injury on August 11, 2023, when she was overreaching and felt a pop inside the knee, period. She had had conservative therapies to include injections, physical therapy, and a brace that helps with her instability, period. Patient is now felt to require surgical treatment as she has not progressed with conservative therapies, period. She has no history of cardiovascular disease, period. Blood pressure is noted to be mildly elevated, but not prohibitive with regards to surgery, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure and is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.